Forget the ice bucket challenge. I'm doing the Matthew Algy Raya Buttock Airscape challenge. Now, what does that mean exactly? Beans from Matthew Algy. That's quite simple. All the way from Glasgow here to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. A bag of 250 grams of Raya Buttock, which is Indonesian North Sumatran coffee, and a container that I also received from Matthew Algy that I'm going to test right now. It's called the Airscape, and it looks like a pretty nifty piece of equipment. It's a cylinder-like stainless steel container. It actually takes 64 fluid ounces of, well, beans in our case. It's got a plastic lid that you would find very similar to what you find on cookie jars. So it's got another rim inside that kind of sits snug and tight, which I've just pulled off. But inside of this is another lid. And that lid is very nifty indeed, because it's got a little handle that you just flip upwards. And then that releases two valves that should and do either push the air out of the container as you are pushing it down, a bit like the AeroPress, if you're familiar with the AeroPress. And then once you've actually stored it away and you've got beans in there, it should keep all the air out. The air, of course, being the major, major enemy of freshly roasted beans. And then you can seal it. And because when you flip that little handle back down, then the two valves, the air valves, get covered up and no air can get in. Obviously, all the air that was in there was pushed out anyway, and your beans should be sitting in there airtight and keeping fresh. So what is the Raya Buttock Matthew Algy Airscape Challenge? Well, it is, first of all, opening the bag, which I'm doing here live. I haven't seen these beans. They're obviously also in the espresso blend, which I covered yesterday. So they're a component of the Newton's Apple espresso blend. They've sealed that really, really well. First of all, it's also, of course, got a one-way valve, but also then it's hot sealed at the top. So I'm just snipping that open. I can get my fingers on either side of the bag. And then there's another way of keeping that bag closed. But obviously they think, although it's got a one-way valve, so no air gets in, but air gets out. So the degassing that happens with freshly roasted beans can escape that one-way valve. We're familiar with that. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a little bit, and I'm just pulling that open. So you see all the air that was trapped in that cylinder-like stainless steel container is out. I'm going to drop some freshly roasted beans in there. I would say I'll do about half the bag, which this should be. And I'm going to monitor this and see how fresh these beans are. Beans themselves, even roast. Well, for my liking, you know me by now, I like a lighter roast. I would say this is, it's quite dark, but it's not oily by no means. It's quite evenly roasted, and we'll just have to see how they actually taste. I mean, I've had them in the espresso blend, but I'm gonna do a V60 today with them as well. So I'm gonna put those back into the bag. And what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna push that plastic lid with the handle down. So that releases all the air, and I'm gonna go as far down until I feel the beans and I can't go any further. I'm going to flip that little handle over. Now, this is quite a big container, so I would say I'm about a quarter of the whole height is filled with coffee. I'm going to leave that sitting there. So it's freshly come out of the one-way valve, which was perfectly sealed, transferred it into Airscape container, sealed it again, pushed all the air out with that really interesting contraption. It's very well and clever that when you actually that handle helps you pull it and push it back in, but it also, when you flip it over and it fits very neatly and snugly on the inside of that, the air valves get cut off, so no air can get in. What I'm also going to do, because there's a lot of gap that I left open in that Airscape container, I'm going to put that cookie jar lid on, which comes with it. It's actually very good because now, obviously, it's doubly sealed and you can put something on top of it. You might, I don't know, for each coffee that you have one of these cylinders. So that's pretty cool. I would say we'd have to check back in to see how these beans, how fresh they stay, and monitor them over a few days and just do two extractions and see with the normal one-way valve bag how fresh they stay in there and how fresh they stay in the airscape. I'm really interested in that. Of course, it's always important to use up your fresh beans as quickly and as fast as possible. So don't buy too much coffee at one time. Buy them fresh, drink them, and then replenish. So for now, again, thanks to Jill from Matthew Algy for sending me all these goodies. I've also got a lovely cup here. 150 years of Matthew Algy. That's quite impressive, isn't it? And as of April this year, they have added the micro lot section onto all the coffees they have on offer there. So worth a visit and worth a try, I'm pretty sure. Of course, you can buy cups of coffees in many, many, many restaurants and coffee shops around England and even Ireland and probably further afield. I've no idea. Now, today, I'm concentrating on the airscape. I like that, but the proof's in the pudding. The proof's going to be in how fresh will the airscape keep my beans.